And while I'm thinking about everyone, I would like to remind those of you who heard my conversation with Drew Dawson earlier this week, and for those of you who may not have heard the conversation, go ahead and inform you, and just in case you didn't already know, that they're going to have a Straight A Jazz concert at the Bernard Amphitheater at the Augusta University Somerville campus. That's today, Saturday, September 24th at 6 o'clock p.m. There'll be performances by the Reggie Sullivan Trio and the Augusta University Jazz Ensemble. Oh, but wait, there's more. The Gray Mayfield Trio featuring two-time Grammy nominee Russell Gunn, trumpeter extraordinaire. The Gray Mayfield Trio featuring Russell Gunn this Saturday, September 24th, 6 o'clock p.m. Of course, you can get your tickets at the Maxwell Theater box office. You still want to go ahead and do it online, you still have time to do that by going to augusta.universitytickets.com. And I'm sure you can get them at the amphitheater as well. In the beautiful outdoors, the beautiful campus of Augusta University. Hope you enjoy that Straight A Jazz at Augusta University. All right, so let's take a look at where Gallup says we Americans are with regards to our view of the auto industry. And so here's your $24,000 pop quiz. Would you say that most Americans are viewing the auto industry positively? Would you say that most Americans are viewing the auto industry negatively? Well, as it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, things are getting better. Here's the way it is. And when I say getting better now, they really are getting better. 50%, half of Americans, view the auto industry positively. I know we've had a lot of recalls. These recalls are ongoing. A lot have to do with airbags. A lot have nothing to do with airbags. There are a lot of recalls. I'm not really sure what's happening with the auto industry when it comes to what they're manufacturing and selling. We're hoping that they're really going to get it together. Our auto industry executives, we need your help. We need you to emphasize quality and safety, quality and safety, quality and safety, and not just as rhetoric, but as the reality of what you all produce and sell to us. We need you. We need your help. But that said, half of Americans view the auto industry positively. And I know you might be thinking, well, half of Americans, that's true, half of Americans. But check this out now. That is up from only 24% in 2009. That's right. In 2009, only 24% of Americans viewed the auto industry positively. So that is a positive change, 26% up. The auto industry sales have risen since the Obama administration cemented a deal to bail out GM and Chrysler in 2009. Since that time, U.S. auto sales have climbed from 10.4 million automobiles in 2009 to an estimated 17.5 million in 2015, the best year on record. The sales in the last 2 years have been buoyed by lower gas prices in the U.S. and a subsequent increase in the sales of higher-priced SUVs and trucks. Amid these developments, 23% of Americans rate the industry negatively. And that is down significantly from 59% who viewed the industry negatively in 2009. This places the auto industry's image eighth among 25 industries that Gallup measures. Now, let's look at a breakdown of who is saying, yeah, this is cool, you know, I'm okay with them, and who's saying, I'm not really that excited about the auto industry. Younger Americans, their view of the auto industry matches the national average, particularly millennials. A lot has been written about them being uninterested in buying cars. There may not be much truth to that recently, since in 2015, millennials were second to baby boomers as the largest segment buying an automobile, according to industry estimates. But regardless of their purchasing behavior, millennials' views of the auto industry over the past 15 years have been as positive or more positive than those who were older. Young adults were more positive than their elders from 2001 to 2005 and from 2008 to 2009, while their attitudes about the auto industry of the past 4 years are now about on par with other groups. Let's take a look at this politically. When it comes to Democrats and Republicans, where are these two groups with regards to their views of the auto industry? Well, 53% of Democrats have had a more positive view of the auto industry over the past 4 years than Republicans, who have had a positive view to the tune of 46%. 53% of Democrats and 46% of Republicans have a positive view of the auto industry. Both political groups had a comparatively negative view of the industry during the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009. From 2001 to 2005, when George W. Bush was president, 50% of Republicans were slightly more likely than Democrats at 42% to have a positive view of the auto industry. So this is what it comes down to. America's views of the auto industry crashed during the Great Recession, but recovered fairly quickly. Americans' image of the industry today roughly matches what it was 15 years ago, and Americans are buying cars at a record rate. Where are you with regards to buying automobiles, but also your view of the auto industry? Well, get you some rest, have some good recreation. Remember, straight A jazz at Augusta University. Till next time.